今日企上嚟嘅时候，我就觉得好似好耐好耐冇见过弟兄姊妹。
As I'm stepping up this morning, it seems as if I haven't seen brothers and sisters for a very long time.
今次过嚟嘅时候，我算一算，我数计一计翻以前，我上一次嚟嘅时候，我仲以为系今年年初。
This time when I was heading over, I was just looking back. When was I here the last time? And I thought perhaps it was at the beginning of the year.
神俾自个记录上面讲系旧年九月。
But in fact, when I look back at the schedule, it was already last September.
换句说话嚟讲，即系差唔多一年啦，差唔多一年。
In other words, it's almost been a year.
冇同弟兄姊妹喺呢处一同有交通。
That I haven't had fellowship with brothers and sisters here.
所以。好开心
，so I'm very joyful 。
不过喺未曾同弟兄姊妹交通之前，我讲一件事俾弟兄姊妹听。
Now before I share with brothers and sisters, I want to tell you one thing。
大家唔好怪我。
Now do not blame me for this
。我唔系责备大家。
This is not admonishment。
我只不过喺主里边，大家有啲嘅提醒就系。
But it is just a mutual reminder for each other in the Lord。
上个礼拜我睇新闻报纸就睇到一段消息。
Last week when I was looking at the news, I saw this news。
喺台湾有一个好出名嘅世界级嘅歌舞团。
There was a very famous show, a world-class show of that was being held in Taiwan.
叫做雲門舞集。
And it is for dance and singing.
他們上個禮拜在北京那時候就演出。
They were performing, in fact, in Beijing last week.
在演出的過程裡頭就發生一些小插曲。
As they were performing, there was a incident that happened in between.
因為他們開始演出的時候
Because as they were beginning to perform,
已經進行緊了。
It was actually taking place already.
但是底下的人有人在打電話，有小老哥在嘈喧巴閉。
But in the audience, there was others on the cell phone and yet other children making a lot of noise.
當時那個總監呢就叫話即刻落咗個幕，唔好停止演出。
So then the director said, "Okay, the show's going to stop right now. Let's put the curtains down."
然後佢就同大家講幾句説話。
And then he said a few words to the audience.
佢話佢曾經做過同樣嘅事情喺上海。
He said, likewise, he had the show stop in Shanghai.
佢話但係嗰個時候係1997年。
He said that happened before in Shanghai back in
1997. 他說今年是2007年了。
And so he said, now it's 2007.
但這個地方是北京。
This is Beijing.
為什麼還是這樣呢?
Why is it still the same phenomenon?
他說大家你是來去欣賞藝術。
Now the audience he was speaking to, you have come to enjoy the show.
你應該有一個好準備好的心思。
So your heart should be very prepared and ready.
咁佢讲完嗰几句话，然后从头再开始过。
After he said those words, the show began again.
我睇到呢段新闻嘅时候呢
，When I saw this news,
我就好深体会到今日我哋作为神嘅儿女喺神嘅面前嘅聚会服侍同埋敬拜。
I had a very resounding thought that is what our situation is as we serve together and fellowship and gather and worship the Lord.
如果世界嘅人对一啲嘅专业嘅事情，佢都要求人有一个尊重。
Now for the world, even for professionals, they have this request on the audience to show this respect.
而今日我哋系嚟到神嘅面前去寻求、去侍奉、去敬拜。
As we come before the presence of God, as we learn to serve and worship,
我哋岂可以忘记神自己嘅话
？Can we forget God's own words？
佢喺旧约先知上面特别提及到，我哋每次到神面前嘅时候，系应当弟兄姊妹记唔记得嗰处嘅说话
？Can brothers and sisters still remember the words through the prophet in the Old Testament that when we come into the presence of God, how we ought to be?
应该系哈巴谷书。
It should be in Habakkuk.
应该肃静静默。
It says that let the earth be silent. We should come in
reverence. 因为你系等候要见神嘅面。
Because we're there waiting, prepared to meet.
你系等候要同主有交通。
That we're waiting to have fellowship with the Lord.
你系等候喺嗰时去敬拜神。
We're waiting there to worship God.
所以我特别盼望我哋嘅弟兄同埋姊妹喺呢件事情上边一同学一点嘅功课。
So I do desire that together we'll learn this lesson well.
喺聚会之前。尽除非好必要好必要，如果唔系嘅话咧，所有嘅谈话留翻聚会之后先讲。
That before we meet, at the most, if we can't do it unless it's absolutely necessary to keep our conversations to the end of the meeting.
嗰段新闻就讲啦，第二日再演出嘅时候咧，哦，成个剧场系静到一粒声都冇。
And then the article, the news continues to say the next show that the whole audience was silent.
如果世界人能够咁样嚟学佢哋嘅生活里边嘅一啲嘅规矩。
Now, if the people in this world can learn some manners in their daily living in this way.
而我哋今日系神嘅儿女，就唔仅仅系生活上边嘅规矩，而系一个生命嘅操练。
As for us, as children of God, not merely is this for daily lessons in our life, but it is that daily training for our life that we have.
我们盼望主在这点上面给我们有恩典。
And may the Lord give us grace upon this point.
虽然有人说，嘿，人家其他的基督教的聚会里面不是又是一个戏院这样。
Perhaps you might think, oh, what's the big deal? Other fellowships are just like a theater when you go to it in the gatherings.
人哋系点样系人哋嘅事，我哋要注意我哋自己喺主嘅面前有一个准确。
Perhaps that may be so in other fellowships, but that is a lesson they have. But for us, we have to pay attention to how we need to be before the Lord.
去年九月同弟兄姊妹交通到以弗所书嘅一部分。
Last September, I shared with brothers and sisters on Ephesians.
今日再翻嚟嘅时候咧，我依旧系要同弟兄姊妹喺以弗所书里边去留意神自己对我哋所有嘅安排。
Today as I come back, I want to continue on to see the arrangement of God upon us through the book of Ephesians.
请弟兄姊妹翻到圣经以弗所书第二章。
Brothers and sisters, let us turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 2.
我哋要睇少少嘅经文先。
Let us read a passage.
We're from verse 13.
We'll start reading from verse 13.
We'll finish reading through the end of chapter
2. We'll finish reading through the end of chapter 2.
弟兄姊妹，你揾到，请你睇，听我哋读。
Brothers and sisters, once you found it, please listen as we read.
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得亲近了，因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下藉着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。
But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who have made both one, and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of two one new man, so making peace.
基在十字架上滅了冤仇，便藉這十字架使兩下歸為一體，與神和好了，並且來傳和平的福音給你們遠處的人，也給那近處的人。
And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh.
因为我们两下藉着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前，这样你们不再作外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了， 并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神藉着圣灵居住的所在。
For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye are also built together for a habitation of God through the Spirit.
我们感谢主，虽然以弗所书我们上一次在这处的交通已经是十个月多了。
We thank the Lord that even though the last time we fellowship on the book of Ephesians was over 10 months ago.
我相信弟兄姊妹多多少少还有一些印象留下在书。
But I believe somewhat brothers and sisters still have a little bit of an impression.
以弗所书是将神在救赎的这个安排来向我们解开。
Ephesians is written so that it opens to us the arrangement of God's salvation.
同我们指出了救赎那个目的。
And points out for us the purpose of God's redemption.
将我们对神的计划来提高起上来，去知道神究竟是做些什么。
It really lifts us up higher to the plan of God so that we realize, in fact, what God is doing.
我们平常很着意在我们在神的面前要得着拯救。
And many times we focus on the fact that we need to be saved before God.
当然这个是最基本的，最重要。
Of course, that's most important and most basic.
如果连这些这么多都没有的话，那神的一切的事情我们都不需要去看。
Because even without that, then we don't need to look further into the matters of God.
因为同我们没有关系。
Because then it would have nothing to do with us.
但是感谢赞美我们的神。
But we praise and thank our God.
祂乐意在我们的身上面来显明祂那个救赎的恩典。
God is willing to reveal to us the salvation of His choice.
这个救赎的恩典在我们身上面那个经历上面的起头就是我们的得救。
The grace of His salvation at the very beginning point of that salvation is our being saved.
弟兄姊妹记得这个是我们的蒙恩那个经历。
Now, brothers and sisters, remember that is only the beginning of our salvation.
从这一点开始，神要带我们去到祂那个计划，那个中心点那里。
Now, from that point on, God is to lead us to the end, the destination of His salvation.
在神带领我们的过程的里面，祂不住是用恩典来供应我们，又造就我们。
Now, in the process of God leading us toward the goal of His salvation, He uses His grace to edify us, to help us.
提到造就这件事的时候，弟兄姊妹一定要很清楚留意到，造就一边是拆毁，另外一边是建造。
When we mention about this point of edification, we have to bear in mind that there are two aspects to this. One is to tear down, and the other is to build up.
所谓拆毁就是移开了一切同神不相符的东西。
To tear down is to take away anything that does not match with God.
我们的性情，我们的生活习惯，我们的生活的内容。
Whether it be our nature, the habits in our daily living, or the details of our daily living.
一切同神不相配合的，神都在我们身上边来移走。
Anything that does not match with God, God will take away.
然后神又将祂自己的那个成分逐点逐点的来加添到我们的身上。
Then God will continue to work and gradually add more of Himself onto us.
这个是造就。
And that is building up.
一边是拆毁，一边是建造。
One aspect is to tear down and the other part is to build up.
但神这样在我们身上作工的目的在哪边算呢？
But what is the purpose of God working in this way in our lives?
因为神那个救赎的旨意最终点完成的时候是要叫万有都在基督里面同归于一。
Now the ultimate purpose of God's salvation at the very end is to gather together and sum up all things as one in Christ.
是整个的宇宙要归回到神的面前。
That is the entire universe will be back in the presence of God.
不是仅仅我们个人在神的面前承受恩典。
This is not merely just upon us individually to receive grace from God.
是整个宇宙要回到神的面前。
But that the entire universe would be brought back to God.
去那处彰显神的荣耀。
to manifest the glory of God.
去显明神嘅作为。
To display the work of God.
所以呢件系非常嘅大事。
So this is indeed a very great thing.
而喺呢件大事嘅里头。
And in this great thing.
神就选中咗我哋呢一班人做完成呢个计划嘅最关键嘅嗰个点。
God has chosen us to be a very crucial point in the completion of this plan.
或者我咁样讲。
Or I can put it in this way.
喺神去完成佢个计划呢，系从我哋呢一班人嗰度开始。
Now, in order for God to finish this plan of His, it begins with man.
如同我哋进入神嘅救赎嘅旨意里边呢，系从得救开始一样。
Likewise, when we are entering into the salvation of God, it begins with the fact that we're being saved.
我们得救了，神得到我们这班人。
We're saved, so God has gained us as a group of people.
神就从我们这班人开手去继续去作工。
Therefore, from this group of people which God has gained, He'll continue to work through us.
作成一个新造的团体。
To create a new organism.
这个就叫做基督的身体。
And this is the body of Christ.
这个亦都就是以弗所书里面最突出的那个信息。
And this is the outstanding point in the message of Ephesians.
然后藉着这个新造的身体。
And it is through this new creation, this
body. 或者我们讲得清楚的话，藉着这个成长了的教会。
Or in other words, to be more clear, to this full-grown church.
这个成长的教会不是指某一个时间、某一个地点的某一个聚会。
Now when I say the full-grown church is not a church in any particular time or space or any location.
而是说在教会的这段的时期的里面，全地所有的属神的人的加起上来那个总和。
But this church I'm referring to is universal. That is the sum of all the churches in this period that belong to God wherever we are.
不单单只是人数上面的总和。
It is not only the sum of the people that make up the church.
而且是基督的生命在教会里面那个累积的总和。
But it is also the sum of the life, the accumulation of those who are in the church.
到到教会长成的时候，
and when the church is full grown,
神就因着这个事实来将万有带回到去在基督里面同归于一。
It is through this fact that God will gather together all things and sum them up as one in Christ.
讲清楚的那么多就是说，教会今天是在神将万有带回到他的面前去的那个基础的工作。
In other words, to be more clear, today is the foundation work of God as He is working toward that goal of gathering all things and summing them as one in Christ.
正如弟兄姊妹，你睇到人家起屋嘅时候系打地基。
Just as we see that when others are building a house, they first will make the foundation.
今日教会嘅成长就系神嘅计划完成嘅嗰个地基。
Now for the church's maturity today, as the church is being matured, it is the foundation of the house of God.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
正因为神将教会摆在一个这样的地位的时候，
it is because of that fact that God has placed the church in such a position.
我们就要来留意到神怎样在我们的身上去作工。
Then we must pay attention to how God works upon us.
来叫教会长成。
In order for the church to grow.
以至到神能够用着教会来去完成他那个永远的旨意。
So that God would be able to use the church to accomplish his eternal purpose.
所以保罗当时就按着圣灵的感动，为着教会有一个很重要的祷告。
Therefore, at that time, Paul has a very important prayer for the church during that time as he writes.
在以弗所书里面，保罗做了两次的祷告。
In Ephesians, Paul made two prayers.
但是这个很重要的祷告在第一次。是第一个祷告。
But this very important prayer is the first prayer of Paul in this book.
因为在第一个祷告的里面，他跟我们指出了神要做什么。
Because in the first prayer, Paul points out to us what God is to do.
所以他求神藉着赐人智慧启示的灵来给我们有一个明亮的眼睛。
So he prays to God that God will grant us the spirit of wisdom and of revelation to enlighten our eyes.
去看见神在我们身上做什么。
So that we would be able to see what God is doing upon us today.
头一件事情，他要叫我们看到我们那个在神里面那个荣耀是有多大。
First, he wants us to see what is the riches of the glory of God.
跟住要叫我哋睇到喺神里边嗰个产业系点样嘅丰富。
And then to see the riches of the inheritance of God that we have in Him.
最重要嗰件事情就系讲出咗神点样喺我哋嘅身上边嚟显出佢自己嘅大能。
And the most important part of that prayer is that we would see the power of God being manifested upon us.
咁呢个大能系乜嘢呢？
And what is this great power?
佢话呢个大能就系神叫神嘅儿子喺死里边复活嘅嗰个能力。
This power is the same great power which God has caused His Son to be risen from the dead.
神要将神儿子从死里复活嗰个能力同样嘅作喺我哋嘅身上。
God is to perform that great power also on us which He used to raise His Son from the dead.
当神嘅儿子嘅嗰个复活嘅大能喺我哋嘅身上边作成嘅时候，
Now when the great might of that power resurrection is also done upon us,
我哋能够同样嘅去发表神呢一个咁大嘅能力。
Likewise, then, are we able to manifest that great power of God through us?
或者话喺嗰处发表神呢个咁高嘅权柄。
In other words, to be able to manifest that high and great authority.
咁然后就叫一切被造嘅都在神嘅荣耀嘅权柄嘅底下嚟归向神。
And then also to then also bring all things so that it will also be submitted under the authority of God.
呢个系保罗喺祈祷嘅里边将神点样去完成佢嘅计划嘅嗰个安排嚟发表俾我哋。
This is what Paul tells us. This is how God is to work as He is to bring His eternal purpose to an end.
我哋以前所交通嘅咧系过咗呢一部分。
What we shared last time, we already went past.
我哋已经入到第二章嘅相当嘅部分。
We have already went into the second part of this work.
我哋曾经提及过喺第二章开始嘅时候。
We already made mention at the beginning of chapter 2.
神就系将佢点样把基督嗰个复活嘅大能做喺我哋嘅身上。
God expands and tells us how He is going to perform that great might of the power of God through resurrection upon Christ in us today.
喺我哋同神未曾有嗰个正常嘅关系嘅时候。
Now even before we had that normal relationship with God.
我哋都系死喺罪恶过犯中间。
We all were dead in our sins and transgressions.
活喺地上系冇指望。
And we're living on this earth without hope.
固然系唔认识神。
And we do not know God.
并且呢系活喺嗰个虚空嘅辖制嘅底下。
And we're even living under the control of vanity.
冇指望。
Without hope.
背重担。
And we are heavy laden.
但感谢赞美神。
But we praise and thank God.
藉着神用着佢儿子嗰个复活嘅大能，就叫我哋呢一班人去经历咗主所经历嘅一啲事。
It is God through the great might of resurrection which He also performed in His Son and upon us, so we can have the same experience.
经历到主复活嘅生命。
And we experience that resurrection life of God.
我哋脱离咗罪同死嘅权柄啦。
We are able to depart away from the authority of sin and death.
又经历主复活嘅生命嚟领带领我哋进入生活。
And we also experience that resurrection life of the Lord to lead us in our living.
同时俾我哋一个好明显嘅地位，系同基督一同坐喺天上。
At the same time, very clearly giving us the same position to be seated in the heavenlies with Christ.
神系将基督所作成嘅先作咗喺我哋嘅身上。
Now what God has already done in Christ, He first done upon us.
叫我哋有一个咁超越嗰个地位同埋实际，嚟继续接受神更丰富、更深入嘅嗰个建造。
So that we have this transcending position and reality as God works deeper and more in detail upon us.
我相信我哋弟兄姊妹，如今你能够掌握得到啦。
Now I believe, brothers and sisters, you're able to grasp.
我仲记得旧年同弟兄姊妹交通到呢度嘅时候，我问弟兄姊妹，你哋坐喺边度？
I remember when I shared to this point last September, I asked brothers and sisters, where are you seated now?
我哋坐喺 Kansas Sky 1345吓。
We're seated here in 1345 Kansas Street.
但是以弗所书话俾我哋知。
But Ephesians tells us.
系冇错，我哋个人系坐喺 Kansas Sky 1345。
Yes, physically, our being is seated here on 1345 Kansas Street.
但系我哋个地位系坐喺天上。
But in position, we are seated in the heavenlies.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
正因为神将呢个咁样嘅，藉着基督嘅复活嘅嗰个大能， 把我们放在这个属天的地位。
Now it is by that great might of resurrection that God has performed first in Christ has placed us in that heavenly position.
接着等接你回头来看你过往的生活的记录的时候。
Then when we look back at the reflection of our life,
你会发现 你经历很多的困难。
We see that we have gone through many difficulties.
但甚至有很多很多你没办法能够应付得了的事情。
Even many things, perhaps when we see, we cannot handle them ourselves.
如果用保罗的说话来讲，就是说，甚至连活命的指望都没有。
Even when we use the words of Paul, that we are without hope, that we cannot live.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神主把你带了过来。
God has brought us through.
不是说那些难处完全的脱离。
It is not that we're completely separated from these difficulties.
但你有一个这样的条件去超越了那些难处。
But we are qualified to transcend those hardships.
你没被难处打倒。
And we're not beaten down by those hardships.
相反的，你是经历过难处的时候，你里面更加的坚强。
But on the contrary, because we went through such hardship, we're even more strong.
更加的踏实。
And we're more firm.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
因为他在救赎的恩典的里面，让基督复活的那个能力显在我们的身上。
It is because in our grace of his salvation, he has manifested also on us the exceeding great power of the resurrection of Christ.
叫我们能够胜过在我们周围所发生的各种各样的困扰。
So that we're able to overcome all the difficulties and situations that arise around us.
然后让神那个心思作成功在我们的身上。
So that the heart desire of God may be accomplished upon us.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
但当神在我们身上这样作工的时候。
But as God does this work upon us.
我不知道我上一次同弟兄姊妹是不是交通到这个地方就停了下来。
I don't remember if I ended at this point last time as we shared.
但又好像是又好像不是。
I think it was, but I'm not sure.
但是不管它是同埋不是我今天都是快快就立过这一部分。
Whether or not I ended with this point, I'll quickly go through this point today.
要进入一个更加重要的部分。
And enter into a more important stage.
因为我们在神面前蒙恩到一个这样的地步。
Now, because we receive such grace before God,
就碰到有一个历史的困难。
Then we have this difficulty in history.
因为在历史上面我们都晓得一件事情。
Because in history we know one thing.
神在地上的工作只是在以色列人的身上。
The work of God is only upon the Israelites on earth.
在以色列人以外神没有一个明显的工作。
Now, uponOutside of Israel, God does not have very clear evidence of His work.
但今天我们这帮人明明就是外邦人。
But very clearly, today we are Gentiles.
我们明明就是同神完全没有任何的关系。
Clearly, we have no relationship with God.
以弗所书里面就说我们是活在一种光景的底下，没有指望，没有神。
And Ephesians, it tells us we live under this condition without God and without hope.
而且在神和以色列人所立的诸约上面呢是局外人。
And we're outsiders of the covenant of God to Israel.
同神中间没有任何的关联。
And we have no relationship whatsoever with God.
咁如果神要按照他的信实来作工的话。
Now if God is to work according to his own faith.
因为神是用立约的形式来同以色列人立约。
Because God works with Israel according to a covenant.
以色列人可以失约。
Now Israel can fail that their part of the
agreement. 但是神不可以失约。
But God cannot fail.
所以神怎样去完成同以色列人所立的约的那些应许和内容呢？
So then how is God to complete his part of the covenant which he has agreed to?
这个就成了历史上面的一个困难。
Then this becomes our hardship in history.
但感谢赞美我们的神。
But we praise and thank our God.
在神的儿子那个复活的大能的这件事情上面，神给我们看到。
In the exceeding great powers, the resurrection of the Son of God, God shows us.
藉着十字架的工作，神将这个历史上面的困难完全的结束。
It is through the work of the cross that God puts an end to that difficulty we may have.
弟兄姊妹，我们懂得。
Brothers and sisters, we know.
以色列人同神立约，那个是神的作工的阶段性的一个历史。
When God made the covenant with Israel, that is only a stage in God's plan as He worked.
因为神先拣选以色列人。
Because God first chose Israel.
然后从以色列人身上面来作工。
And God works upon Israel first.
然后让神作成在以色列人身上面了，就将列国都 c 吸引翻翻去到神嗰处。
And when God performs His work upon Israel to also draw all the nations back to God.
但以色列人跟唔上神嘅心思。
But Israel failed.
所以神就暂时将以色列放低。
So God temporarily put Israel aside.
将佢嗰个工作嘅重心就转移到我哋呢班称为外邦人所组成嘅教会。
Then God shifted His attention and put His heart upon us who are Gentiles who make up the church today.
我哋读到第三章嘅时候，我哋就会了解到。
When we read chapter 3, we realize
呢个都系喺神嗰个计划嘅安排嘅里边。
That also is in the arrangement plan of God.
但系喺我哋嘅短暂嘅时间观念嘅里头嚟讲咧，就好似神改变咗佢自己嘅作工嘅内容。
But as for us who are short-sighted, we are very limited and we think that God has changed the focus, the content of His work.
但实际上面神并没有改变到。
But in fact, God has never changed.
因为神作工的那个安排就是这样定规了下来。
Because that has always been the arrangement of God's plan.
神按照他的时间表将他的工作的重心由以色列人转移到外邦人。
According to the working timeline of God, He has shifted His attention, the center of His work from Israel to the Gentiles.
你虽然是转移到外邦人啫。
Yes, even though the attention has shifted to the Gentiles.
但是你同以色列人所立约嘅嗰件事情，你必须要完成。
Yet God still must complete the covenant which He made with Israel.
如果嗰件事情冇继续存留喺度嘅时候，始终是成为外邦人去到神面前的一个阻碍。
Because if that issue still remains there, then it will become an obstacle for the Gentiles to come before God.
因为律法是讲出了一件什么的事情呢？
Because what does the law tell us?
律法讲出一件事情，神将他的要求摆出来。
Because the law tells us when he has a requirement there.
然后人就要去答应神的要求。
Then man has to respond to that requirement of God.
你答应了神的要求，那人就在神的面前蒙接纳。
If man responds to that requirement of God, then man is accepted before God.
这个就是律法的那个精神。
And that is the essence of the law.
或者说这个就是律法的那个原则。
In other words, that's the principle under law.
如果人唔先作好咗律法嘅要求，佢冇条件喺神嘅面前俾神去悦纳。
That is, if man does not perform under the requirements of the law, they are not acceptable before God.
但系整个嘅旧约历史俾我哋睇到一个结果。
But throughout all the history in the Old Testament,
冇一个人可以答应神律法嘅要求。
The result shows us no one can answer all those requirements under the law.
讲得清楚的咁多咧，就系话。
To be more clear,
如果你要凭住律法嘅要求去神嘅面前咧
，That is, if we want to live under law to come into the presence of God.
外邦人固然系冇条件。
Of course, the Gentiles are not qualified.
连以色列人本身都冇条件。
Even Israel themselves are not qualified.
即系话所有嘅人都冇条件。
That means everyone is not qualified to live under God.
咁既然所有嘅人都冇条件嘅话
，If that is the case,
神立约嗰件事情系一定要执行嘅。
And God must execute His covenant.
律法嘅约就系话。
And that is the covenant of the law.
从一边来讲，
on the one hand,
你做好了你那份，
you do well your part,
神就将神的荣耀丰富赏赐给你，
then God will hold his end of the bargain and give you his glory and riches.
从另一边去看，
on the other hand,
你没有做好你那份，
if you fail on your part of the bargain,
神那个审判和那个惩治就要你去承担。
Then according to the covenant, you will bear the judgment and discipline of God.
那弟兄姊妹，你睇到呢个就系律法嘅嗰个实际。
Brothers and sisters, you see that's the reality of the law.
你要能够用得答应得律法嘅要求，你系蒙福嘅。
If you can answer all the requirements of the law, you'll be blessed.
如果你答应唔到律法嘅要求，你一定系一个受咒诅嘅。
Yet if you fail, you'll be one who is cursed.
但感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
But we praise and thank our Lord.
当以色列人跟唔上嘅时候
，When Israel failed and cannot follow on，
十字架嘅救恩就出嚟。
That is the salvation work of the cross。
神嘅儿子就喺十字架上边去作咗一件大事。
The Son of God did a great thing on the cross。
啊，呢件大事乃系将神同人嘅距离系取消咗。
And this great thing is to bring the distance between God and man and take it away。
但系最实际嘅呢，系将以色列人同埋外邦人嗰条界线取消咗。
But the most practical thing, the work of the cross, that was to remove the barrier between Israel and the Gentiles。
啊，换一句说话嚟讲就系话，律法唔再系神喺人作工嘅 喺人身上面作工嘅嗰个原则。
The law no longer is in the principle which God works upon man.
咁你话咁系咪神废弃咗律法呢
？Then you question, since that's not the principle which God works,
神冇废弃到律法。
He did away with the law. No, he did not abolish the law.
神系用着神嘅儿子喺十字架上面所作嘅，去满足咗律法。
But God has used the finished work of the Son of God on the cross to complete, fulfill the law.
既然神嘅儿子满足咗律法，神就唔再要律法去要求人。
Now, since the Son of God already fulfilled the law, no longer will God use the requirement of the law upon man.
律法作工的那个原则就告一个段落。
And that brings to an end the requirement of the law for a period.
然后神就将十字架上面所作出来的那个结果作为恩典来赏赐给人。
Then God gives over to man the grace of the finished work of the cross.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
所以当我们今天一开始读那段经文的时候呢，就是接上刚才我说那大堆的说话。
Therefore, the passage we just read this morning follows on what I just shared.
我们本来是外人。
We were Gentiles.
我们在诸约上面是外人。
We were outsiders, outside of the plan of God.
但是因着十字架上面所显明的救赎。
But because of the finished salvation work on the cross,
我们同神的关系起了一个很大的变化。
Then there's a big change with the relationship we have with God.
从前我们是称为同神有一个距离的人。
Before we were cut off with God,
是远处的人。
We were far away.
但是如今我们成了近处的人。
But today we have been drawn nigh.
从前我们在神的面前是神的仇敌。
Before we were enemies of God.
但是如今我们在神的面前成了家里面的人。
But today we have become a household in the household of God.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，当我们留意到我们今天开始读一段经文的时候。
Brothers and sisters, we will pay attention to the passage we read today.
你会很清楚看到我们这班人在神的面前那个身份有了几方面的转变。
Very clearly, we can see the status, the identity we have with God has completely changed.
那怎么转变法呢？
How has it changed?
那弟兄姊妹，你再走回去第十六节、十九节那里来看。
Our brothers and sisters, we look at verse 19.
他说这样你们就不再作外人。
It says, now therefore, you're no longer strangers.
又不再作客旅。
Or foreigners.
咁咪做乜嘢呢
？Then what are we？
系与圣徒同国。
But we are fellow citizens with the saints。
系神家里面嘅人。
And of the household of God。
弟兄姊妹，你留意到啦，呢处指出咗我哋整同神嗰个关系喺身份上边有咗好大嘅变化。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention. This points out the fact we have a drastic change in our status, our identity before God.
从前我哋系外人。
Before we're outsiders.
系同神冇关系嘅。
We have no relationship with God.
唔单止系同神冇关系。
Not only do we have no relationship with God.
而且系一个罪人喺神嘅面前。
But we're only a sinner before God's presence.
系等候神嘅定罪。
We're waiting for the condemnation.
所以就活喺地上系冇指望。
Therefore we live on earth without hope.
但感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
But we praise and thank our Lord.
因着十字架嘅救赎。
Because of the salvation work of the cross.
因着基督复活嗰个大能所显出嘅嗰个恩典。
Of resurrection that's manifested by Christ.
呢一种嘅光景结束啦。
That condition is put an end.
我哋唔再作外人。
No longer are we.
我哋唔再喺咒诅嘅底下。
No longer are we under condemnation.
我哋亦都唔喺在神眼里边睇为一个等候定罪嘅罪人。
No longer are we one waiting to be condemned before God.
咁既然唔系罪人，咁又点咧
？If that's the case, if no longer a sinner, then what?
神话你哋系同圣徒同国。
God says you're fellow citizens with the saints.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
如果我哋唔留意圣徒同国嘅呢句说话嗰个实际嘅内容， yeah. 我哋唔太觉得呢个有咩咁大了不起。
If we do not pay attention to the content, the meaning of this term, fellow citizens with the saints, we do not see what.
但若果你了解到呢个与圣徒同国嘅呢个实际嘅时候
，But if we realize the reality of this term，
你就晓得呢件事情系不得了嘅大事。
Then we know this is in fact a great thing。
首先第一件事，弟兄姊妹，你要先问乜嘢叫做圣徒。
First, we must ask what is a saint。
我哋平常俾中文翻译呢个圣徒呢，就。画咗一条界线喺嗰处，嗰班特别嘅人。
Many times because of the translation in the Chinese, it gives us a wrong concept of that special group of people.
特别成点呢
？How special are they？
我好多次喺呢处提过啦。
And many times I mentioned this before.
聚会内啲嘅弟兄姊妹，你梗记得。
Brothers and sisters who fellowship here for a while will know.
特别到个头壳顶有个圈。
We are so special, so unique.That there's a halo above our heads.
弟兄姊妹懂咩意思
？Brothers and sisters, do you know what I mean?
你去睇嗰啲嘅宗教嘅圣话。
When you look at the religious painting, some individuals have a halo above their head. And it's a golden halo.
Oh,
but it's not around your head. Because if it's around on your head, then it's not a good thing.
尤其是我们年纪大一点的中国人，你读过《西游记》，你就啊一头那个箍呢，你就觉得哎呀，呢件唔系好嘢。
Because when you talk about golden ring around your head, it's just like the older Chinese.
但佢唔系嗰个箍。
The journey to the east with the moon. It is not to limit you over your head. And it is above your head. And then you question, how come in some pictures some have and some don't?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你不要被那些图画骗你,
do not be deceived by those paintings.
那些图画是骗你的,
those paintings deceive you.
那些图画是用人的观念去画,
those paintings are drawn by the concept of man. It is not the manifestation of the word of God.
没错,他画个光圈在那里呢, 这个意识是可以接受的。
Yes, the concept is acceptable to have a halo above the head.
但是实际不是这样的。
But that is not the reality.
我们要特别要注意,
we have to pay attention.
弟兄姊妹,什么叫圣徒呢?
Brothers and sisters, what is a saint?
圣徒就是圣人。
A saint is a saint.
你说哪个是圣人呢?
And you say, who is a saint then?
如果我们中国人来说呢,就说孔夫子咯。
For the Chinese, of course, then Confucius is a saint.
如果是欧洲人来说啊,
for the Europeans,
我都不知道应该说哪个。
I don't even know who I should say.
不是苏格拉底,
it's not Socrates.
又不是柏拉图,
and it's not Plato.
是誰呢? 在西方似乎沒什麼特別,有誰呢?
Now who would it be then for the Western civilization?
除非你捐入天主教裡面,你會見到很多。
Unless you go into Catholicism, then you see many saints they have.
但是那些是屬於我剛才所提的,那些是人的意念畫出來的畫。
But just as I mentioned, that's only man's concept and the paintings that are drawn.
換句話來說,我們說要找聖人的時候,很難找。
In other words, when we want to look for a saint, it is very hard to find one.
你找,
if you want to look for one, it's almost impossible to find
如果你真的用神的標準去找,
if you use the standard of God to look for a saint, even Confucius would fall short.
这个没有,
you say no, there is none.
那我们与圣徒同国,那就只有个讲字。
Then with these words, fellow citizens with the saints,
that
isn't that empty then?
但感谢赞美我们的主,
but praise and thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹,当你留意到神的救赎的恩典的时候,
but brothers and sisters, when we take note of the grace of God's redemption,
你发现了在救赎的恩典的里面,其中有一个内容,
you discover one of the points of God's grace in redemption.
那个内容是什么呢?
What is that point?
是叫我们成为圣人。
It is for us to be saints.
弟兄姊妹,我们感谢赞美我们。
Brothers and sisters, we praise and thank God.
从来我们都不敢看我们自己是圣人。
We would never dare to look upon ourselves as saints.
到如今我们都不敢大胆承认我们是圣人。
Even until today, we dare not acknowledge the fact we are saints.
但是我们不敢承认是一件事。
It's one thing that we dare not acknowledge the fact.
但神作出来的是一件事。
But it is another fact that God has already done it.
弟兄姊妹,你晓得,
brothers and sisters,
神的救恩是将我们摆在什么地方呢?
What does the salvation of God place us?
是将我们摆在
it places us in Christ.
换一句话来讲,
in other words,
就是说神的儿子将我们这个人完整地包围起上来,
that the Son of God has completely surrounded us fully.
所以我们叫做在基督里面,
so that we are in Christ.
同时我们又看到一件事情,
at the same time,
我们在基督里面的时候,
when we are in Christ,
而基督是充满万有的,
and Christ is one who fills all and
fills all, 照着神的应许,
according to the promise of
God, 基督又在我们的里面,
Christ is also in us.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果你看到在救赎的里面, 藉着复活的大能, 神作成了一件这样的工作在我们的身上,
if we're able to see the great might of resurrection in salvation, this great work which God has done in us,
弟兄姊妹, 现在你说,
then brothers and sisters, you say now,
你是圣人还是不是圣人?
Are you a saint or not?
不是你,我这个人是圣人。
It is not because you or me, whether we are saints or not.
是因为你,我有了复活的基督, 从里面,
It is because you and I both have the risen Christ, and in us here is our life.
从外面,
and externally, He surrounds us.
里里外外,
within and without, God, Christ has surrounded us and also fills us.
因此在地位上面,
therefore, in position, God has placed us in this truth, which we are saints.
提到这件事的时候呢,
when I mention this point, I'll go off and mention about this point.
我们在接受救恩的时候,
when we accept salvation, we accept this position as saints.
没有一个例外,
there's no exception.
但是并不等于你真是圣人,
but that does not really mean that you are a saint.
刚才我所说,
and that's the reason why I say we dare not boldly shout out that we are saints.
你说为什么你这么矛盾的?
Then you might say, why do you contradict
yourself?
You are or you're not.
怎么又是又不是?
How can you say you are not, you are and you're not?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we know.
地位上面我们是圣人。
In position, we are saints.
但实际上面我们还没赶得到圣人的那个地步。
But in reality, we have not lived up to that position yet.
所以从地位上面来讲,我们是圣人。
So, in position, we are saints.
但从实际上面来讲,我们还差很远的距离。
But in reality, we are still a far ways off.
这个就是神今天在我们身上继续去建造的那个原因。
And that is the reason why God continues to edify us today.
我估计弟兄姊妹你应该很容易能够了解这一样。
Now I believe brothers and sisters, you can understand this very easily. But in order for you to grasp this more firm, I'll say a little bit more on this point.
譬如说,
for example,
学期就来结束了。
The semester is about to end.
很多在中学里面读书的弟兄姊妹，或者已经申请咗学校，出年要上大学。Perhaps
those who are in high school has already submitted their applications for college and ready to go to university soon.
好了，而家你得到个结果。So
now we know the result.
出年下半年你入 Berkeley.
Next semester we'll go into Berkeley.
咁你去，你就系。 有了个资格,
so we're qualified to enter Berkeley.
你去Berkeley读书,
well, we're going to be a student at Berkeley.
Yeah, 今天见不到Michael在书,
I don't see Michael here today.
我记得有一次，我听他同一个弟兄和姊妹讲电话。
I remember one time he was having a phone conversation with a brother.
但是对方听电话那个是有这么多的
I think there was maybe some difficulty with the other end of the phone conversation. I don't know exactly what it was. But I heard Michael on this end of the phone conversation.
What he
and so Michael was saying to the recipient of the phone call was, the way you are, you're not like a Berkeley boy. Brothers and sisters, what does that mean? Is that a Berkeley student on the other end of the phone? Yes, he is.
为什么你又说你不是,
then why did Michael say you do not look like a Berkeley boy? You know then what I mean.
UC Berkeley是国际上面的顶尖的学校当中的一个。
Now Berkeley is one of the top schools in this nation.
入到去里面读书的个个都很神气。
And so, all those who enter into Berkeley can be very proud.
人家都是用一个很羡慕的眼光来看他。
And others would look at you with admiration.
Trevor, 你在Berkeley出来以后, you are from Berkeley? No? No one look at you as a Berkeley boy? 但弟兄姊妹你可以留意到,
brothers and sisters, you can take note.
但在人的观念里面,
a man's concept may be, oh, they graduated from Berkeley.
但弟兄姊妹，Berkeley每年都有好多学生被筛咗出嚟嘅。
My brothers and sisters realize also that there are many students that leave Berkeley every year.
所以唔系话你有一个咁嘅资格，就等于你一定有嗰个实际。
So just because you have that qualification doesn't necessarily mean you have that reality.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
我哋接受咗一个圣人嘅嗰个地位。
We have all accepted that position as saints.
呢个地位唔会被筛咗出嚟。
That position we will not be expelled from.
但系呢个地位唔保证你一定系有嗰个实际。
But just having that position doesn't necessarily guarantee the fact you will live out that reality.
但呢个地位系保证你有条件可以去到嗰个实际。
But that position guarantees the fact you are qualified.
呢个系另外一个回事啦。
That's another issue.
所以弟兄姊妹，我哋喺呢处睇到话，我哋系与圣徒同过。
So it says here that we're fellow citizens with the saints.
我哋唔入到咁深。
We won't go any further.
我哋就从表面上面去睇。
Just only on the surface.
本来我哋唔系圣人。
We were not saints.
唔系圣人系乜嘢？
If we're not saints, what are we?
系等候定罪嘅人。
We are those who are condemned.
系等候灭亡嘅人。
We are condemned, waiting for damnation.
系喺神嘅面前惹动神怒气嘅人。
And we are those who will bring the wrath of God.
但系如今我哋嘅身份改变咗。
But today our status has changed.
改成点？
How has it changed?
我哋系圣人。
We are saints.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，或者我哋从来唔敢想呢件咁嘅事。
Brothers and sisters, perhaps we dare never imagine such a thing.
但系。你读哥林多前书第一章，
But when we read 1 Corinthians
1, 你就读开头嗰两节，你就读到呢件事啦。
Even the first two verses we read，
系啊，我哋呢一班人系喺基督里边蒙召成作圣徒嘅。
That we have been called as saints in Christ，
我哋系被神呼召出嚟去做圣人嘅。
And God has called us out as saints。
当我哋一接受神嘅呼召嘅时候，
And when we accept that calling of
God， 我哋就接受咗嗰个圣人嗰个资格。
And we accepted that qualification，
我哋就接受咗个圣人嗰个地位。
And we have received that position。
如果我哋会珍惜呢个圣人嘅嗰个地位，
Now we treasure that position as saints，
并且我哋就懂得喺我哋嘅实际嘅生活嘅里边系点样检点自己。
Then brothers and sisters, we realize how much we need to have self-control and discipline in our daily living。
呢个系另一个范围嘅事，唔喺呢次交通嘅内容。
That we won't share in this time of fellowship。
我只系特别停，只系同弟兄姊妹喺我哋嘅身份地位上面嘅转变嘅呢个点上边嚟去注意。
But I only focus with brothers and sisters upon this point, how our position and status has changed now。
唔单止系与同圣徒同国喎。
Not only are we fellow citizens with the saints。
而且成为神家里嘅人。
But we are also of a household of God。
等之为
brothers and sisters。
太宝贝啦。
This is too precious。
与圣徒同国是已经是跳了一大级的了。
It is already a great leap when now we're fellow citizens with the saints.
但神进一步跟我们说，
But God goes
to 我们成为神家里面的人。
We're now a member of the household of God.
能够成为神家里头的人。
In order to be of the household of God.
太好了。
It's too grand.
但弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
如果你仅仅从字面上面去了解，你已经知道这件事不是小事。
If we only take note on the letter of the word, we know this is already a great thing.
如果你从字面嗰处进入到去嗰个实际嘅内容呢？
But from the letter of the word, if we go from the surface into the detail of it,
你就懂得家成为神家里面嘅人嗰件事系一件咩事？
Then we'll truly realize what does it mean to be of the household of God.
嗱喺一个人嘅家里面。
Now in the household of ours,
佢有好多嘅亲属。
There are many relatives.
佢有好多嘅喺嗰个家里面嗰个范围里头嘅人。
In this household, there are many family members.
我哋随便算算。
Now we just can name some of the members of the household.
当然，一个大嘅，我哋讲一个家。
Now for one family.
唔系讲小家庭。
Not a small family.
我哋就讲一个家，用家嗰、那个家嗰个观念。
But to have a concept we have of a family.
你留意到你有几多嘅亲属呢
？You can see how many members are in the household.
父母仔女呢个当然系啦。
So there's already the father, the mother, the son, and the daughter.
夫妇呢个当然系啦。
And then of course the husband and wife.
然后呢，你可以祖父母同埋孙仔孙女啦。
You have the relationship between the grandparents and the grandchildren.
你又可以有外祖父、外祖母、外孙同埋外孙女啊。
And then the in-laws.The grandparents from both sides.
如果你仲可以从旁系嗰边嚟算一算添呢
？And then you can also count the other, not the intermediate family.
阿姨啊，姑姐啊，舅父啊，阿叔啊，伯啊，一大堆人。
And so all the aunts and uncles and cousins, there's a big group.
但顶住，如果你从家嗰个观念上面去留意
，Now brothers and sisters, you look at it from the concept of family.
唔系从一个小家庭嘅嗰个实际去注意。
Not only from the angle of a small family.
我哋话嗰个，我哋将佢扩大嚟讲，你从嗰个家族嗰度去留意呢
？Or from that family as a tribe.
你会睇到喺嗰个家族嘅里边有好多嘅关系喺嗰处。
So in this big family, in this tribe, there are many relationships.
啊，甚而知道呢？如果你系一个大
大嘅家族,
if you're in a big tribe,
有好多事務上面你需要處理嘅,
there are many household affairs to care for.
你仲會請一啲人翻嚟同你打理家務,
you may even have servants to care for the matters
of household. 咁呢啲被請翻嚟嘅人雖然冇血緣嘅關係,
and these who are hired servants, even though they're not related by blood,
但係佢始終係屬於你家裏邊嘅嗰個範圍,
they're still under the household.
所以弟兄姊妹,如果我成為家裏面嘅人, 已經是一件不簡單的事。
Now, brothers and sisters, to be a part of the household is not a simple fact at all.
因為最低限度來講, 我們接受他。
Because at the very least, we say they are accepted in the household.
這個人是我們中間的一個。
And this is a member of the household, it's accepted.
但跟我們一群生活在一起的。
We all live together.
弟兄姊妹已經是不得了的。
Brothers and sisters, this is already a great thing.
但是你留意到神要叫我們成為家裏面的人, 那個實際是什麼呢?
But when we pay attention to when God says we're of the household of God, what does that mean?
不是叫你來到神的家裏面去打工,
it is not as a hired servant in the household of God.
不是叫你來到神的家裏面去做姨媽姑姐,
it is not for you to be an aunt and uncle in the household of God.
不是叫你來到家裏面的時候呢, 去表達話, 雖然我們是, 不是那麼親近, 但最低限度我們都是有些血緣的關係。
It is not for us to manifest a relationship, or perhaps we're not that close, but we're still related by blood.
你數一下, 哦, 數到出來了, 哦, 原來你是我堂阿哥的堂阿哥的堂阿哥的兒子。
And then we see and we count the relationship by blood, oh, you're only a far distant relative.
弟兄姊妹,如果你要算家裡人的話,
brothers and sisters, we want to name by blood relationship, yes, it is still part of this
household.
But we praise and thank our Lord.
當神的話在那裡顯出我們成為神家裡面的人的時候,
but when the word of God tells us we're of the household of God,
我們成為家裡面的人只有一個身份,
there is only one relationship which we have in the household of God.
什麼身份?
What relationship is
神的兒子?
That? We are as sons, sons of God, brothers and sisters.
當你留意到這個事實的時候,
when you take note of this fact,
你說原來我是流浪在外面,
you say that I was as a product of God.
原來我在神的面前無分無關,
and before I had no relationship with God.
神將我接納過來,
but now God has accepted me,
接納到一個這樣的地步,
and accepted me to this
我成為神家裡面的人,
I have become a household of God.
在家裡面的什麼人呢?
And what am I in the household of God?
作兒子的人,
I am one as a son.
弟兄姊妹大事,
brothers and sisters, this is
非常非常的大事,
it is an extremely great thing.
我們感謝讚美我們的主,
praise and thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹,當你留意到是作兒子這件事的時候,
sisters, you take note of this,
你很容易會想到羅馬書8章裡面講,
we'll think of Romans chapter 8,
既是兒子,
and if we are sons,
便是後子,
we're also heirs,
與基督耶穌一同作為後子,
and we're fellow heirs with Christ.
什麼意思?
What does that mean?
神一切的所有是你所去承受,
that means all that God has is for us to inherit.
因為你是神的兒子,
because we are sons of God.
因為你是神的後子,
and because we are heirs of God.
弟兄姊妹,我們要在主面前敬拜讚美我們的神。
Brothers and sisters, we have to worship and bow before our God.
在基督復活的大能的裡面,
in this great might of resurrection,
神不單單指是說這個大能只是顯明在基督的身上,
God said not only is this great might manifested upon,
神說他要將這個大能同時顯明在我們這班,
but at the same time, this great power which was wrought upon Christ will also be wrought toward us who believe in him.
帶出一個結果,
and it will bring forth this result.
我們成為與聖徒同國, 是神家裡面的人,
that we are fellow citizens of this, with the saints and also of a household of God.
事情未停在這裡,
it does not end there.
你往下去看下去,
if you read on,
20節,
verse 20,
他說並且,即是說還有,
it says more,
你不單止是聖徒同國,
not only are we fellow citizens with the saints,
你不單止是神家裡面的人,
and of the household of God,
還有,
but more,
還有什麼呢?
More what?
是神手中所要用的成全神永遠的旨意的材料,
we are the very material, the vessels which God will use in his hand to accomplish his eternal will.
不是普通的材料,
we're not any common material. But this is material that cannot be lacked. We praise and thank our Lord.
丁姐们你注意,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
接下去的就是说,
what it continues
神要用着我们这一班人,
God is to use us, this group of people,
去进入神那个建造,
to enter into the building of God.
啊, 神那个建造是怎样?
What kind of building is
丁姐们你跳了一大段的说话,
brothers and sisters, we jump forward. We see the object of this building. Or we see the purpose of this building. It says that we are to be a habitation of God. And to be the holy temple of God.
丁姐们你留意到,
brothers and sisters, pay attention. We are to be the temple of God. Then we have to understand what is the function of a temple. What is the use of a temple?
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
Even though in the Bible, different words are used to manifest what God is to do.
但是呢, 你会发现到在圣经里面神是用很多很多不同的方法和表达来表达同一件事。
You will see throughout the Bible God uses different terms, different things to express to us the same thing.
丁姐们你读创世纪第一章的时候,
brothers and sisters, when we read Genesis chapter 1,
你读到神造人的那个经过,
when you see of God how he created man,
你很深地体会到神造人的那个目的,
then we can understand the purpose of the creation of man. It is through the creation of man to manifest the glory of God. And to display the authority of God.
好了,弟兄姊妹,
now, brothers and sisters,
不是看创世纪,
we're looking at Ephesians, not Genesis.
我们在以弗所就看到神用着我们去建造成为主的殿。
In Ephesians it says that we're to be built to be the temple, holy temple of the Lord.
丁姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
什么是殿?
What is a temple?
殿的功用是什么?
What is the function of a temple?
从一方面去看,
on one aspect,
殿乃是人去侍奉敬拜神,
the temple is where man goes to serve and worship God, to enjoy God.
从另一方面去看,
on the other aspect,
是神将他自己的荣耀的丰富显明在人当中的那条路。
It is also the way where God will manifest his glory, his riches to man.
或者说那个地点,
or that's where the place
不管你是看它是一条路也好,
whether you say it's the way which God does, or the place where God does it.
的时候,
but when you come into contact with the temple,
你就见到神和人完全调和在那树,
you can see there's a harmony there between God and man in the temple.
神的所有藉着人去发表,
all that God has is manifested from man.
神的所, 对不起, 我应该这么说, 神的所事是藉着人去发表,
I'm sorry, I should put it this way. All that God is manifested through man.
神的所有是在那树被人去享用,
and all that God has is there for man to enjoy.
丁姐们这个是什么?
Brothers and sisters, that is the temple.
所以你留意到去圣殿的人, 就是两个目的,
so you see those who go to the temple have two purposes.
一个目的就是去敬拜神,
one is to worship God.
一个目的就是去享用神,
and the other purpose is to enjoy God.
不理你是敬拜神也好,是享用神也好,
whether you go to worship God or enjoy God,
你很清楚看到这是一个交通,
very clearly you can see there is communication.
你敬拜神是人向神那边去,
when you worship God it is from man to God.
你去享用神是从神那树到人中,
when you enjoy God it is from God to man.
我们敬拜赞美我们,
we praise and thank our Lord.
神要用着我们作为那个殿,
and God is to use us as that holy temple.
这个殿是为谁呢?
Who is this temple for?
不是为我们,
it is not for us.
因为我们是殿,
because we are the temple.
我们要回到第一章我们曾经提过,
we have to go back to chapter 1 which we mentioned before.
就是说神要藉着我们这班首先在基督里面有盼望的人,
it is through us who first have hope in Christ,
去得着称赞,
to the praises of God.
这个得着称赞是根据一件什么事呢?
And what is this praise for?
是根据叫, 一切被造的都是基督里面同归于一,
it is so that all that is created will be gathered and summed up together as one in Christ.
丁兄们你留意到,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
神用着我们这一班人,
God is to use us,
来去叫一切被造的, 都被带回到神的面前, 一面去敬拜神, 承认神, 另一面去享用神。
It is for us, God will use us as channel to gather all things together and sum them as in one to bring it back before God, on the one hand to worship God, and on the other hand to enjoy God. And this is the building of the temple of the Lord. There's one point I was mentioning with brothers and sisters. I'll just mention this point and won't go into detail. So that we can have a firm understanding of
this.
The building of this temple is not done in one day. It is the result of a very long process of work upon us. Therefore, it says that it gradually grows together unto the holy temple. So, brothers and sisters, you know what it means gradually, slowly. It is a gradual growth. It tells us first it is not finished. It continues to grow. The second thing, it is in the process. But we cannot rush it. We must take the according each step of the way. There are no shortcuts. We praise and thank our Lord. I'll just mention that point here with the temple. It is not in the overall sharing this time. Because that has to do with our pursuit of glory before the Lord. Many times brothers and sisters might say, oh, no matter how much I pursue to grow in the Lord, it's always the same. So whether I pursue to grow or not, it doesn't make a difference. Brothers and sisters, remember this. It gradually grows unto the holy temple of the Lord. It is not immediately become the temple of the Lord. May the Lord give us this understanding and not become and then it says the habitation of God. God has placed his house there. Brothers and sisters, what does that mean? It is so that God can have rest. So that God can be satisfied. So that God can be joyful.
为什么开心?
Why is God joyful? Because then the will of God is finished. How then is the will of God finished? It's because God has gained this group of people.
让他们能够表达他们在基督里面首先有盼望的那个事实。
It is so that this group of people can manifest the fact that they were the first to have hope in Christ.
然后带入那个
And then to bring out this result is to gather and sum up all things as one in Christ. And that is what God wants to do and is finished.
神满足,
God is satisfied.
神安息,
God is rested. Brothers and sisters, just in creation. Genesis chapter 2 says,
神用六日做了创造的工,
God used 6 days in creation.
第七日神就歇了一切的工,
and on the seventh day, he rested from all work.
但是那个是创造,
that is creation.
而今以弗所书所讲的是救赎,
but in Ephesians, it talks about redemption.
神用这个救赎去恢复创造所失落的,
God is using this redemptive work to restore what was fallen in creation.
神做完了,
God has finished.
神满意,
he is satisfied.
弟兄姊妹也都在以弗所书第一章里面最后讲,
that is also at the end of chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 1.
他说教会是他的身体,
that the church is his body.
是那充满万有者的, 中文圣经就叫充满,
in the Chinese translation, that the church is the body of Christ who fills all and is in all.
但是那个意义就不只是充满那么简单,
but that meaning there is not only just to fill,
还多的更多,
it's more than filling.
是什么呢?
What does that mean?
是那充满万有者的丰满,
it is the fullness of him who fills all and is in all.
或者说是充满万有者的满足,
or it is full of the fullness of him who fills all and is in all.
或者说是充满万有者的圆满,
or to fill, it is to fill in all the completeness of the one, the one who is full.
弟兄姊妹, 这个就是成了神的居所的那个实际。
And that is one who has become the habitation of God.
弟兄姊妹, 我们感谢赞美我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, we praise and thank God.
当你看到神要用着基督复活那个大能在我们身上去做工的时候,
when we realize the fact that God is to work toward us with the great might of resurrection which he wrought in Christ.
我就记起我们诗歌本上边, 在上面有一首诗歌,
then I remember there's one hymn in our hymnary.
我们很少唱,
we don't sing it too much.
但那首诗歌里面有一句说话,
but in that hymn there are these verses.
他说当你真真实实地去认识到主和去经历到主的时候,
it says that if we truly know the Lord and experience the Lord,
你就会发现我们今天在神面前所说的追求都变成一些很庸俗的东西。
Then you realize even what we speak of pursuing today becomes something that is very empty, very low.
但是我们感谢赞美我们的神,
but we praise and thank our God.
我们没办法不追求,
we must pursue.
因为今天我们还没够认识主,
because we still do not know the Lord
enough. 今天我们还没经历到这个主复活的大能,
we still have yet to experience the great
might of resurrection. 我们必须要在这个追求里面去认识,
we must pursue to have this understanding.
但等到有一天你被主带到, 面对面, 去经历到主, 认识到主的时候,
but one day when we've been brought to a point where we see the Lord face to face to know him, to experience him,
你就领会到什么叫追求都成了庸俗的事,
then we realize then what it means in that hymn that even our pursuit is very low today.
还有一点多时候,
just some more time.
其实应该是过了弟兄姊妹的时间,
actually I probably went past the time already.
不过我都将它完了先,
but I want to finish this.
免得下次来的时候又回头,
I don't want to go back and review next time I come here.
怎样建造法?
How is this building?
你讲到建造的过程, 或者建造的结果, 是很荣耀, 是很不得了。
Yes, you share with us the result of this building or the process of it is very glorious, it is grand.
怎样建造法呢?
But how are you actually building this building?
我们感谢主,
we thank our Lord.
主没漏了不告诉我们,
he did not leave this out and not tell us.
他很清楚告诉我们,
the Lord clearly tells us.
就是刚才我们中间跳了那几句说话,
and that is the couple of verses which we skipped past previously.
他说我们是被建造在使徒和先知的根基上,
it says we're built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
我们建造在使徒和先知的根基上面,
we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我简单提好了,
I'll simply say this.
这是两个含义在那里,
there are two meanings here.
第一个含义是历史的问题,
the first meaning has to do with history.
就是在教会建造的历史里面, 最首先的那一班人,
it is, this is the first group of people in history which this building started.
我们都是使徒先知以后的人,所以我们在他们从前被建造的底层的底下上,继续建筑上去。
We are those who come after the apostles and prophets, so we're built upon that foundation.
这个是历史的,
that has to do with history.
但是重要的不是在历史那里,
but that is not what is important.
重要的是在实质那里,
the importance is where the reality lies.
所以建造在使徒和先知的根基呢, 乃是指出了,
the fact that it says we're built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, and that is what their fellowship is.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, what is the fellowship of the apostles
弟兄姊妹,
and prophets?
你记得,
you remember,
当主升天的时候,
when our Lord ascended,
凡我所教导你们的,
all that I teach you,
都要教导他们去遵守,
you must teach them to obey.
然后你看到《使徒行传》第二章,
and then you see Acts chapter 2,
他们都在家里面, 在殿里面, 去擘饼,
they were breaking bread in the house, in the temple.
是照着使徒的教训,
it is according to the commandment of the apostles.
使徒的教训是什么呢?
And what is the teaching of the apostles?
主教托给他们,
the Lord has already entrusted that to them.
凡我所教导你们,
all that I have taught you,
你们都要教导他们去遵守,
you must teach them to obey.
教导谁去遵守?
To teach who to obey.
你知道上文就说,
then you know it says,
你们要去使万民作我的门徒,
you must make disciples of all men.
头一个你们是使徒,
the first commandment the Lord gave is to the apostles.
第二个你们是万民,
And the other one is to all men.
弟兄姊妹，这个是重要。
Brothers and sisters, that is what is important.
所以使徒和先知的交通乃是主自己的托付。
Therefore, the fellowship between the apostles and the prophets is the Lord's own commitment, which he entrusted to them. That is the Lord himself.
因此在教会里面所要留意的不是任何高深的道理。
Therefore, what we need to pay attention to in the church is not any high doctrine.
不是一些任何哲学上面的讨论。
Or any discussion in philosophy.
亦不是任何一些社会学里面的影响。
Or any work that is in society to have influence of that.
更加不沾得上那个心理学的边。
And we should not even touch the matters of psychology.
唯一的就是主自己的话。
The only thing is the word of the Lord himself.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
教会的建造就是建造在神的话语的上面。
And that is what the church is built upon. The foundation is the word of God.
一切的事情是根据神自己的话语。
Everything is according to God's own word.
不是根据教会的传统。
It is not according to church tradition.
不是根据人的观念。
Not according to man's concept.
也不是根据人以为美的事。
And not what man thinks is best.
是根据神自己的话语作基础。
But only upon the word of God to be the foundation.
不单止是这样。
Not only that.
还指出一个事实。
It also points out for us.
他说有基督自己做房角石。
It is Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
弟兄姊妹，你 我说我是根据主。
Brothers and sisters, I say I'm according to God.
你又说你是根据主。
And you also claim to be according to God.
我们现在看到在神的儿女中间很多这样的事情。
And today we see many of those things amongst the children of God.
大家都叫做根据主。
We all say that we're according to Christ.
究竟哪一个是确实的。
Then truly, who is truly according to Christ?
如果彼此没有冲突的就没问题了，彼此相互相信。
Then it's okay, we get along and we grow together.
有相当的事物,
but there are many things.
明显的是有冲突的,
there are conflicts.
但我又说我的是,
but I say I'm true.
你又说你的是,
and you say you're right.
他又说他的是,
and he says he's right.
咁, 怎么确定?
Then how do we know who is right?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
你留意到主在他的工作里面是很 圆满的做安排。
You can see in the work of the Lord, he has made the complete arrangement.
所以他不单叫我们看到有使徒和先知做根基。
So he says, not only we see the foundation of the apostles and prophets,
他同时叫我们看到有基督自己做房角石。
But at the same time, he shows us that himself is the chief cornerstone.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得房角石。
Brothers and sisters, we know the cornerstone.
他的作用就是说，去确定那个建筑物的那个 水平线和垂直线的标准。
The cornerstone is to set the standard for the building, so everything's upright.
就不是现在的那个建筑的那个房角石。因为现在有很多的科学的仪器，就不需要用房角石来去做这个标准。
Now, it's different from architecture today because there are many advances in technology and they don't need the cornerstone to set the standard. For the building.
在从前未有这些仪器的时候，其实要靠那个很有本事的工头来安放那个房角石。
But before this technology rose about, it is the chief the building to place the cornerstone to make sure the building is built correctly.
所以这个房角石在圣经里面又称为头一块的石头。
Therefore, this cornerstone is also called the chief cornerstone. It's the first stone that is placed.
为什么?
Why?
因为当那个总工程师，当日那些总工程师呢，一将这个石头一摆落去的时候，
It is because in those days when the chief architect places this cornerstone, this first stone on the place,
这个石头呢，就成了 那个水平线和那个垂直线的根据。
Then this cornerstone becomes the standard for the building to be upright horizontally or vertically.
现在我们的主的话就讲，
And the word of the Lord
says, 有基督自己做房角石。
It is Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
各房都靠他联络得合适。
In whom all the building fitly framed together.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
不单止你去用着他自己去辨别。
Not only do we use Christ himself to distinguish, to discern,
更重要的,
but more importantly,
一切的建造是向着他,
all the building is toward him.
一切的建造是表明他,
all the building is to manifest him.
仲具体的咁多讲。
To be even more practical.
一切嘅建造系将人带到基督嗰度。
All the building is to bring man to Christ.
唔系将人带去一个团体嗰度。
It is not to bring man to a particular organization.
更加唔系将个人带到人嘅面前。
It is not to bring man before other men.
所有嘅人要嚟到基督嘅身体嘅里边，嚟到神嘅建造嘅里边。
All that is brought to the body of God, to the building of God.
佢个结果系。那个人是被带到面对面的直接和主相连起上来。
The result is to bring that individual face to face with the Lord to be in union with the Lord.
用具体的事情来讲。
Practically speaking,
神的工作不是将人带去宗派的里面。
God's work is not to bring man into denomination.
神的工作又不是将人带去一个特别的真理的里面。
God's work is not for man to bring other men into a special doctrine.
神的建造又不是将人带去讲白的那么多了教会的传统的里面。
To be very plain, the work of God is not to bring man into the tradition of the church.
传统有些是好的。
There are some good traditions.
你可以保留无相干。
And it's fine for us to keep
it. 但是传统不一定是对的。
But the traditions may not necessarily be right. Perhaps even against the heart's desire of God. If we realize we're to bring others to Christ, then we cannot value tradition too highly. Because all is according to Christ. Everything is to Christ. We praise and thank our Lord. That is the process of the building. That is also the direction and goal of the building. We praise and thank our Lord.
在这个建造的里面,
in this building,
要带出一个结果,
there's one result.
主要得着他的圣地,
the Lord is to gain his holy temple.
神要得着他的安息的所,
God is to bring his habitation
of Christ.
How is this all finished?
赞美,
We praise and thank God.
你没办法不翻回去第一章去注意。
We must go back to chapter 1.
藉着保罗的祷告所发表的。
To see what the Lord has manifested through the prayer of Paul.
要叫我们去知道。
So that we would go to know.
他在我们这班信的人的身上面所显出的能力是何等的浩大。
What is the great exceeding power which he has manifested toward us who believe?
在这个浩大的复活的能力的底下神把我们建造成为他的殿他的居所完成基督的身体。
It is under this exceeding great power of resurrection which he first wrought in Christ that he places us in this building to finish the temple and the habitation.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神要做的这件事情在以弗所书的里面是非常清楚的跟我们去说明。
Now, this matter which God is to do is evidently clear spoken to us in Ephesians.
我们是这么轻轻交通过弟兄姊妹你会看到你会找到一条路去接受以弗所的交通。
We have pointed out the way, brothers and sisters, look in detail, you can accept the fellowship that is in the book of Ephesians for ourselves.
你没必要只听我讲。
You don't need to just listen to my sharing.
你自己去接受交通。
You will receive the fellowship on your own by reading.
让主藉着圣灵亲自同我们来讲。
So the Lord himself will speak to us through the Holy Spirit.
叫我们晓得我们今天跟随主的路为什么是这样走。
So then we realize why is this our way as we follow the Lord today.
为什么我们不跟基督教的传统。
Why is it we do not follow Christian tradition?
为什么我们不跟人以为对。
Why do we not follow what man thinks is right?
为什么我们要找一条这么人睇到咁窄嘅路嚟行。
Why is it that we must find such a narrow path as we follow?
唔係因为我哋欢喜咁样做。
It is not because we delight in doing so.
如果按照我哋自己我哋冇人欢喜咁样做。
Because according to our own nature, no one wants to do
this. 我哋都欢喜搵啲宽阔嘅路嚟行。
We like to go on the wide path.
但感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
But we praise and thank our God.
因为神喜欢咁样做。
Because God delights us to do so.
因为只有咁样做神就完成佢所要做。
Because only when we do so, God can finish what He is to complete.
We are now sharing here this
morning. Let us pray.
主啊，但愿你藉着赐人智慧启示的灵，叫我们里面有更多的明亮。
Lord, may you enlighten us even more through the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
把我们一切的封闭
都挪开。
So that you remove all our ignorance.
是好敞开的，直接连到你自己私恩的宝座。
So that we can come very openly before and be connected to your mercy seat.
叫你的话语发出的时候，对我们来讲，我们是在光的里面。
So that when your words are expressed, that we would be in light.
叫我们一生的日子在光中见光来行走。
So all the days of our life, we will see light in light and walk in it.
走出你最喜悦的旨意。
So that we can walk out your most pleasure.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
我们何等的盼望在最末后的这段的时间。
We do hope in these last days.
就是你快快就要显现的时间之前。
The days when you draw nigh that you will appear.
你叫我们不再浪费我们的时间和我们的精神。
That we will no longer waste our time and energy.
叫我们找紧这些我们仲仅有的时间和精神去追上你要我们跟上的。
That we would take hold of the time and energy we have left to follow on and what you desire us to reach.
主啊，我们都等候在你面前。
Lord, we all wait before your presence.
帮助我们去成全你的目的。
Help us to reach your goal.
我们仰望你。
We look to thee.
祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.